AP Radio News. I'm Violet Ekonomova. Three dead after a gunman walked into a Louisiana movie theater and started shooting. Lafayette Police Chief Jim Kraft says the suspect was still firing when police got to the scene.
It appears that the shooter has died from a self-inflicted gunshot wound after discharging his weapon numerous times.
This all happened just a few hours ago. Seven other people are hurt, their injuries ranging from non-life-threatening to critical. Louisiana Governor Bobby Jindal says there's no explanation for what happened.
When there's no real good reason why this kind of evil should intrude on the lives of families who are just out for a night of entertainment, I know a lot of us are horrified and shocked.
Police say they know the identity of the gunman, but so far will only say he was 58 years old. In Texas, the Waller County prosecutor maintains it was a suicide. An autopsy released today for Sandra Bland reveals no injuries that would suggest she was killed by someone else. Prosecutor Warren DeProm says a medical examiner also found cut marks on Bland's left forearm.
These roughly 30 cut marks were both in a state of scarring and scabbing, indicating that they may have been placed on her body roughly 2 to 4 weeks prior to her incarceration.
Meantime, preliminary results from an independent autopsy arranged by Bland's family are in, but the family isn't divulging much about what they say. Full results won't be in for a couple of weeks. Turkish military jets have reportedly struck Islamic State targets across the border in Syria. The report from Turkish State TV comes a day after IS militants fired at a Turkish military outpost, killing one soldier. That prompted a separate Turkish retaliation that killed at least one IS militant. Meantime, Turkey has agreed to let U.S. airstrikes against IS come from an airbase in the country. This is AP Radio News. The House has passed a bill that would stop states from making companies reveal if their food products contain GMOs.
Several states have laws requiring special labels for products that contain GMOs. Kansas Congressman Mike Pompeo, who sponsored the bill, says there's simply no need.
Precisely zero pieces of credible evidence have been presented that foods produced with biotechnology pose any risk to our health and safety.
Vermont Congressman Peter Welch counters that it's a matter of transparency.
What's the problem with letting consumers know what they're buying?
The Food and Drug Administration has said that GMOs are safe, and the federal government does not support mandatory labels. Jerry Bodlander, Capitol Hill.
The federal government is offering California $2 million in emergency funds to repair an interstate bridge over a desert gully that was knocked down by flash flooding. A limited reopening of the I-10 bridge is set for Friday. I'm Violet Ekonomova, AP Radio News.
Your check, your cooperative. As a farmer-owned lender, Farm Credit Mid-America shares the success of the cooperative with our customers, which is why we've returned more than $1.5 billion back to our customer owners over the last 9 years. It's proof being a part of our cooperative pays. Patronage is an annual decision made by the board of directors to return earnings to eligible customers. To learn more about patronage and eligibility, visit fcma.com/patronage.
Hello, America. It's your new favorite podcast here.
Yes, it's James and Andy, two-fourths of the British podcast No Such Thing as a Fish.
That's right. We do facts. We do weird facts, fun facts, facts you've never heard before. James, give us a fact.
Did you know you may be able to cure chronically blocked noses with a snot transplant?
Lovely, lovely facts.
If you want to hear us, go to wherever you get your podcasts and search for No Such Thing as a Fish.
That's right. We'll see you there.